You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
The Wire. Outgoing Prime Minister Chris Hipkins has shown support for a humanitarian pause in Gaza and establishing humanitarian corridors to protect civilians. But advocates say this response is not enough, with more than 60 community organisations and individuals signing an open letter to the caretaker Prime Minister, an incoming Prime Minister calling for New Zealand to take a strong stand, appealing for a ceasefire and for Palestinians in Gaza to come under United Nations protection. Approximately 2.3 million Palestinians have experienced severe shortages of water, food, electricity, medicine and essential healthcare services and persistent Israeli attacks for more than 2 weeks. The death toll for Palestinians in Gaza is now over 5,000, including 2,000 children. I spoke to academic and Palestinian New Zealander Dr. Rand Hazu about New Zealand's response to what is happening to Palestinians in Gaza. I started off our interview asking Dr. Hazu about his connection to Palestine.
I'm the son of a Palestinian journalist and a Kiwi nurse. I grew up in the Middle East, and I'm now lucky enough to call Aotearoa my home. My family is from Jerusalem. We're a Christian Palestinian family from Jerusalem. Our church is the Syriac Orthodox Church. We are a church that still holds our services in ancient Aramaic, which is the tongue that Jesus spoke in.
For those who might not be watching closely, can you give an update on the situation in Gaza and just how dire it has become?
Look, the situation in Gaza was atrocious. Even before the current hostilities erupted on the 7th of October and the subsequent Israeli bombing, people in Gaza have been living under a blockade. There's been numerous human rights and international observers who have condemned the ongoing blockade. Potable water has been at critical levels. Access to electricity, food, building supplies, medical supplies has been an ongoing issue for years, 15 years or so. I've got a close friend, her mum died because she had cancer and the Israeli authorities wouldn't give her permission to get out of Gaza to get the treatment that she needed. So when Israelis say that, well, they got out of Gaza, well, they didn't really. They got out. It's almost like you get out of the house, but you lock all the doors. People haven't been able to pursue their rights and their freedoms. Students haven't been able to take up opportunities to offer scholarships abroad or fellowships abroad. Sports people haven't been able to give permission to leave Gaza to participate in competitions, etc. So this has been an ongoing horrible situation. The problem is now with electricity cut off as well. We can't actually get access to people on the ground. We can't get access to those voices, those human rights observers, those journalists, because there's effectively a blackout. And so Israel has created the situation where they're bombing civilian areas. And we know that there's hundreds of people who are suffering. There's about 5,000 people who have lost their lives now. Half of those are around children. So there's been 2,000 Palestinian children that have been killed by Israeli bombing. But unfortunately, we don't have access to those voices on the ground that can give us updates because there's no electricity. There's no phones. People can't record and upload a video. And this is an intentional policy by Israel. They want to create a blackout so that they can once again commit horrendous acts of violence and war crimes with impunity so that no one can look over their shoulder until to stop. So that's the situation at the moment.
We've seen yesterday that outgoing Prime Minister Chris Hipkins has joined calls for a humanitarian pause in Gaza. As a New Zealander with links to Palestine, what do you think of New Zealand's response to what is occurring so far?
Well, I think it's a pathetic response. I mean, why use the language pause? What does this mean? We want Israel to pause the bombing so that we can allow the little bit of aid that we've given to Gaza to get through so that we could feed some people so that they can be bombed again by Israeli bombs. I mean, this is ludicrous. I mean, let me just take a step back. I don't think people in New Zealand quite understand, the aftermath of the mosque attacks, and what happened. New Zealand very strongly, under the Labour government and the Prime Minister at the time, stood up and said, no, the Muslim community matters. Your lives matter. you know, and if you're going to be the targets of senseless murder, we're going to stand with you. This is not acceptable. Now, that message reverberated all around the world. People looked at New Zealand, especially in the Middle East and the Muslim world, and they went, wow, okay, here's a country that actually, when they talk about human rights, they really mean it. They're not saying that rights only, you know, people of European or Pakeha heritage are only deserving of rights. No, they mean it for the Jewish communities, but they also mean it for the Muslim communities. This garnered New Zealand such amazing respect, a cultural and political and social capital around the world. And unfortunately, when the current outgoing prime minister uses this kind of language of a pause, I mean, what they're risking is squandering this capital that and this respect that we've built up around the world. We've got this heritage and this position in the world as a country that respects human rights, that advocates strongly for human rights. But when we hear the outgoing prime minister say things like, oh, well, we want restraint, when there's a military power like Israel bombarding and killing civilians and actually engaged in atrocity crimes, like they are advocating for ethnic cleansing. That's what they're doing. We cannot sit by silently and just say, oh, yes, a reasonable response is to ask people to pause the fighting. No, what they should be saying is we need an immediate ceasefire. We need an immediate ceasefire, unequivocal, and we need the return of all the hostages, not just the Israeli lives that were taken by Hamas hostages, but we need the release of 2.2 million hostages in Gaza that are sitting under this horrible, brutal Israeli blockade. I mean, these 70% of the people in Gaza are refugees. They've already ran away from conflict once. They've already ran away from conflict. They've ended up in Gaza. They've been waiting for years to return to their homes, under international law, which is a right, a universal right to be able to, for refugees to return to. We are a signatory of the UN Convention on the Rights of Refugees, which means we recognize that people that run away from conflict should be able to return. And meanwhile, all this time, Israel has been stopping the refugees from returning. And not only that, they've been continuing to build illegal Israeli settlements. This is illegal under international law. So when New Zealand uses this kind of language, pause, we're asking for restraint, what they're basically doing is acquiescing. They're basically becoming complicit with Israeli war crimes. I mean, this is squandering the kind of political capital and the respect that we have on the international stage. You know, it's a very dangerous move. And we can't expect the same thing, you know, from the incoming prime minister, you know, who obviously has evangelical roots and has already come out and said, you know, without even questioning it, uncritically, we stand with Israel. I mean, who are you standing with? A genocidal regime? A country that is actually right now committing acts of war? That's who we're standing with? Why? Why did they come out so critically and not say, and maintain that position of respect and that commitment to human rights and to international law that New Zealand has always stood by? So it's preposterous. I mean, we do need, much stronger language from the New Zealand government. A ceasefire now. We need, observers and people like the Red Cross on the ground in Gaza now, exploring and documenting war crimes. And we need, the release of all hostages, not just the Israeli hostages, but also the 2.2 million hostages in Gaza that have been languishing under this horrible Israeli blockade.
And this morning we saw that an open letter was sent to both the outgoing and incoming prime ministers from community organisations and prominent individuals. Was this something that you were a part of?
Yes, so the PSNA, I think, and the PACC have written letters asking for a ceasefire, trying to highlight the situation on the grounds, meaning that once again Palestinian civilians are going to be wearing the brunt of this Israeli aggression. And again, we're just asking for the rule of law. We're just asking, just because the terrorist organization Hamas commits acts of violence and commits atrocities does not give Israel to also commit acts of atrocities. This is the thing. Most people in this that are tied and connected to this conflict, that's all we're asking for, is the same rights, the same obligations to international law be applied. Not this double standard that we keep hearing from America, from Israel, that somehow Palestinian rights don't matter, that somehow Palestinian lives and children that are bombed by Israel, they get referred to as collateral damage. No, this is not right. These are acts of war. These are war crimes, and they should be regarded as such. So that's what the Palestinian community here in Aotearoa is asking for. We're not asking for special privileges. We're just asking to be treated like every other human being, like to be protected, for civilians to be protected under international law. I mean, I don't understand why, you know, we saw this amazing contribution that, you know, that the world saw from New Zealand after the March mosque attack. And people are suddenly going, oh, great, you know, yeah, they're genuine about this. Human rights do matter. You know, if you're a Muslim, you have the same rights. You're cared for in exactly the same way. What we're seeing from the, unfortunately, from the international community is a double standard, where they're saying, well, no, Israel as a colonial state, as an apartheid state, has the right to bomb the hell out of civilians, and they're going to get away with it. This isn't right.
We are also seeing this bias reflected in the media, and there have been several Palestinian solidarity marches taking place across the world and in Aotearoa even before 2 weeks ago. But there has not been a lot of media coverage on this event. So what would your message to the media be when it comes to reporting on this issue?
Look, we understand that the media here, because we know, we've talked to editors. We know that there's not this huge conspiracy that somehow, editors and people responsible content are sort of, trying to intentionally invisibilize the suffering of Palestinians or the concern that the majority of New Zealanders feel for the Palestinian plight. But we do know that there are certain vocal groups, Zionist groups, that weaponize claims of anti-Semitism, and they're on the phone all the time when journalists are trying to do their job and trying to present, objective facts about the situation. We know that they receive harassment. We know that they're bullied. So what we would say to the media is, we don't want preferential treatment. We just want you to do your jobs. We just want you to do your jobs and to do them right, and to uphold journalistic ethics. And if that means calling out Israel for war crimes, that means calling out Israel for war crimes. I mean, if that means looking at misinformation and disinformation that's constantly being propagated through the media by Zionist groups, that means calling it out. That's all we're asking for. And so, there's a kind of frustration, particularly among young Palestinians in Aotearoa, young Palestinian Kiwis, who have been asked for comment by the media. And when they try and bring nuance to it, when they describe, when they use words like, you know, Israel is an apartheid state, it's a colonial project, those key words seem to be absent from news reporting. And we're not sure why this is happening. And I suspect it's probably because the editors are just fearful that they're going to have those vociferous voices on the phone to them, calling them out and bullying them. And, we just think this is horrendous. Like, you know, we live in a free society, a democratic society, with a free press. This is integral to democracy. And journalists have to be allowed to do their jobs, have to be allowed to do them well. You know, people keep saying, oh, this is such a complex issue. It's such a complex issue. It's not complex. It's colonialism. It's colonialism and occupation. And when we hear Israel and the Israeli Defense Force and the Israeli army warmongering and saying, oh, well, we need to go in and bomb, you know, Hamas into and obliterate them. I mean, when has this kind of this idea of this military invention worked? When have we been able to bomb, popular resistance into submission? It has never worked. It didn't work in Afghanistan. It hasn't worked in Iraq. So why are we allowing this idea to take hold as if there's some kind of merit to it? I mean, if we want to undo the situation that gives life and breath and support to Hamas, we have to deal with the occupation. This is the problem. But for years now, Palestinians in the West Bank and the people living in Gaza have been living, dealing with the consequences of occupation. And Israel has continued to thumb its nose at international law and continued to build illegal settlements. And this is the consequence. You know, the military intervention is not the answer. The answer is trying to undo the occupation, and that is where we see, you know, a potential ending of the suffering and justice for all peoples, justice and peace and security for all peoples. But it's not going to come through this endless bombing.
That was academic and Palestinian New Zealander Dr. Rand Hazu on what New Zealand can do to stand against what is happening to Palestinians in Gaza.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.